And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Making common sense like a superpower. Jeff P. from ARAB just texted in. He says, we must put a stop to this ASCA, the ASCA. It does not belong in our schools, and neither does their progressive agenda trying to indoctrinate our children. Completely agree. But the end result is it takes parents, you know. It takes parents saying something. It takes parents going to a school board meeting and pointing things out. It takes parents asking questions. It takes parents getting a hold of the materials they're putting out, dog-earing the pages, highlighting a few things, and then asking reasonable questions. And when they don't get the answer, go ask somebody else. And when they still don't get an answer, go to the school board and say, look, I keep asking questions and no one will tell me. Why is that? I'm a parent. My kids are in the schools. And by the way, if you don't have kids in the schools, you're still allowed to care. So that's an important point. It doesn't have to be that you have your kids in the school. You can literally have a concern because you're a community member and you're still a taxpayer. And oh, by the way, you still have a right to speak. And oh, by the way, you still vote for school board members. So absolutely go ask the question. Don't think, well, you know, I don't have children. It's nearly not my fight. It is your fight. It's your community. Do you know how much economic development is tied to how well the education system works in your area? Businesses actually locate their business interests based upon what the quality of life is like for the area. And that's a big deal, y'all. That's a huge deal. And so you absolutely have a right to say something, even if you don't have a kid in the school, because you're allowed to care. I got a caller on the line. Who have I got on the line right now? On line one? I tell you what, JP, go ahead. I got Jeannie on line one. Jeannie from where? Who is this? Do I have Jeannie on the line? I do not. I hear nothing. Did we lose her? All right. JP, see if you can get her back. Jeannie, you're welcome to call back if you want to. Did she say where she was from?
She said Alabama.
Jeannie from Alabama. Well, how do you do? Okay. Listen, we're gonna move to a new topic here in a moment. Dipper number two is Middle East front lines. All right. Middle East front lines. There's a lot happening right now. Not to say that there's something wrong with the news, but right now the focus has been very heavy on the hurricane relief, and I get it. It's been very focused on the presidential election, which is just like 2.5 weeks away. All that to say, we got any number of things happening around the world that need and require our attention. And by the way, we may be having some phone issues right now in the studio. So if that's the case, if you want to try and call back in, you certainly can. We'll reboot the phones during the next break and make sure they get back up. But right now what's happening in the Middle East is something that everybody should be paying attention to. You can pay attention to it for a variety of reasons. Number one, because we're an ally to Israel. Number two, because you care about foreign policy and how we are on the world stage. You can care about it, number three, from a biblical perspective, because this is Israel we're talking about. And you can care about it for number four, because we just yesterday sent U.S. troops to Israel. Did you know that? Some of y'all are like, wait, what did he just say? It's true. Yesterday, it was announced that the Pentagon is sending troops and missile batteries to Israel to be in harm's way. Now, if you didn't know that, that's why we're here. We're here right now we exist for the sole purpose of doing those four E's, to educate, enlighten, empower, and entertain you. And I'm telling you right now, we have got to make sure that we're paying attention to what's happening in the Middle East, because so much of our economy comes from what happens in that part of the world. So much of our national security stems from what happens in that part of the world. Where do we keep fighting wars in that part of the world? U.S. foreign policy is directly tied to the security and the status of forces in the Middle East. Story right now on Newsmax that I'll get into more after the break, but U.S. officials believe that Israel is about to target military and or energy sites in Iran. And listen, don't forget that just days ago, right in the last 2 weeks, Iran launched missiles from its own borders against Israel. Gone are the days of just using proxies. Iran has been so embarrassed by Israel in the last year, so embarrassed that they've had no choice, they think, no choice but to do something as a sovereign nation against a sovereign nation. That's a next level, y'all. That is even beyond the constant fomenting of discord in the Middle East by way of proxies and supporting terrorism. Now it's nation on nation. And that's a mess. That's an absolute mess. And right now, story here on Newsmax, U.S. officials believe that Israel has narrowed down its targets in its potential response to Iran's attack earlier this month to military and energy infrastructure, as reported by NBC on Saturday. Middle East remains on high alert for further escalation. I'll tell you about more of it, along with comments from General Jack Keane right after the break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh, yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Welcome to hour number three. Hour number three here on Right Side Radio on a Taco Tuesday. So I'm in number two of the Triple Dipper, the Middle East front lines. And I'm serious when I say you guys got to pay attention to this. This is a big one. What is happening with Israel right now is some next level news, all right? And it's important for us to stay in tune with it. First off, just remember that this is beyond now just a proxy war. Iran is certainly the fomenter of discord in the entire Middle East. They are the purveyors of terrorism across the world, really, but they and don't forget, by the way, Iran is directly responsible for the deaths of US soldiers. You've got right now, Israel is still leveling portions of the Gaza Strip, fighting Hamas after the October 7th massacre last year. Then Hezbollah got busy from Lebanon on the northern border, firing rockets on a just large scale. Hezbollah is known to have well over 100,000 rockets at their disposal. Israel has decided enough's enough. But then to add to that, Iran, which is the big, you know, the big daddy, the mafia mob don who funds all of these groups like Hamas and Hezbollah and the Houthis, Iran began firing ballistic missiles from its own territory as a nation-on-nation attack. So right now what we're waiting for is to see what Israel's going to do, because believe me, Israel's going to do something as to Iran itself. Iran proper is bracing itself for what could happen. The world's bracing itself. The Middle East right now, according to Newsmax, remains on high alert as people worldwide speculate that Israel is selecting its targets carefully and preparing itself to act. U.S. officials say Israel, to their knowledge, has not made final decisions about how and when, but it is largely expected that they will respond during this period of time that we're in right now, which is the Yom Kippur holiday timeframe. Israel's military says it continues to operate in southern Lebanon to dismantle Hezbollah infrastructure. They say, here's a statement by the Israeli military. It says, over the past day, this, by the way, this dateline 2 days ago. So just in that one day, they struck approximately 200 Hezbollah targets in Lebanon and southern Lebanon, including terrorist cells, launchers, anti-tank missile posts, and terrorist infrastructure sites. They also say that five launches of missiles were intercepted coming in from Lebanon into Israel territory. They've had several injuries of Israeli soldiers. They also, by the way, discovered another underground tunnel leading to hideouts just across the border in Lebanon. Hezbollah says it's been firing rockets deeper into Israel. And Israel has now expanded its operations such that it now has ground forces inside of Lebanon. So keep in mind, you may look at this and go, well, Hezbollah, the people of Lebanon, well, not all the people of Lebanon are on board with Hezbollah. Hezbollah is like a nation within a nation. It is such a large-scale organization. It is one of the largest terrorist organizations ever known in the history of man. It's a nation within a nation. It's basically a nation without borders of its own. It uses the country of Lebanon as its base. The Lebanese government is feckless in its ability to even deal with Hezbollah, and yet, right now, the people are seeing what happens when you have feckless leadership. 1.2 million Lebanese people have been displaced because of the fighting. Lebanon's actual government says 2,100 people have been killed, 10,000 wounded in the last year of fighting. UN peacekeepers in Lebanon say that they've had three separate incidents where peacekeeping soldiers were wounded because they were too near the conflict. Israel's getting busy, and rightfully so. A separate story here on Town Hall. Dateline yesterday, U.S. Embassy issues a warning to all Americans as Hezbollah keeps firing missiles. U.S. Embassy in Beirut, Lebanon, issued a warning to Americans living in Lebanon. By the way, there's tens of thousands. It says U.S. citizens in Lebanon are strongly encouraged to depart now. The commercial airport remains open, and there is availability on commercial carriers. Please check flights. Since September 27th, the U.S. government has added thousands of seats and extra capacity to accommodate U.S. citizens and their family members. Much of this capacity has gone unused. So basically what they're saying is get out. Get out now. Get out now. So the reality is you've got a serious issue going on in Lebanon. Now, I'm going to go to a clip of General Jack Keane here momentarily, but the reality is this is ongoing and this is developing. I mean, it's a fluid environment. Most battlefields are, but it's a fluid environment. I got a story here on Fox. They are still finding things. Listen, how much international aid money has been spent by groups like Hamas and Hezbollah to actually build their infrastructure to go to war with? Aid dollars meant to feed and care for the people, allegedly, is being used to build tunnels and stockpile weapons and, you know, do things that were never intended. When are we going to quit funding terrorist organizations? How about that? Israel's military says it has found a Hezbollah compound stocked with weapons and motorcycles underneath a home in a Lebanese border village. Yeah, keep in mind, too, these folks, they also use human shields on a regular basis. Hey, before I forget, too, I'm going to be using that audio clip of General Keane here momentarily. If you get that ready, it's going to be a thumbs up when you're good with it. Israeli Defense Force spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said in a video posted Monday that the bunker they discovered was only a few miles away from Israel's border. It was set up for Hezbollah's Radwan forces, which is like their special operations forces, to do raids. They actually had video footage of it. It's a fully, you know, contained underground bunker filled with motorcycles, weapons, ammunition, posters of, you know, former Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah on the wall. Oh, by the way, he's former because Israel killed him. This is a major conflict, y'all. We now have ground incursions. It's not just like shot a missile here, shot a missile there. It's not just a proxy war. You now have Israeli troops on the ground in the Palestinian territories of Gaza and in the sovereign territory of Lebanon. And, oh, by the way, dealing with missiles being launched from Iran. It's a three-pronged war with cross-border incursions. That's a war. That is not an action. That is an outright war. General Jack Keane had some great comments on this. I'd love his commentary, and I've got a few minutes. Let me just start breaking this down. General Jack Keane, in a recent interview on Fox Business, had some great things to say. I think this was done Sunday. So go ahead and start it playing.
Jack Keane joins me now. General, Israel invaded Lebanon so that it can reestablish its northern border. How's that ground invasion going?
Yeah, well, it's going, and it's going to be tough. And the reality is, it's part of a three-pronged effort that Israel's got going in Lebanon. The first one we've been watching for weeks, and that is the decapitation of their leadership. And those bombings that have taken place, particularly around Beirut, they're still attempting to kill as many of the leaders as they can. The second thing is to destroy their rockets and missiles. You know, they have a considerable amount, somewhere in the neighborhood of 120,000, 130,000. Estimates are that they likely have destroyed about 50% of that capability. So they're going to continue that effort as well. And then the third thing is the most challenging, the one that you mentioned. It's the ground invasion into southern Lebanon, the force, the Hezbollah forces back across the Litani River, which is about 18 to 20 miles from the Israeli-Lebanon border. Until they're able to do that, Hezbollah would still be able to fire rockets and missiles and mortars and artillery into northern Israel, and the people would not be able to move back. They've committed now a fourth division. They've got up to five divisions that they are willing to commit to this area. It's rugged terrain. The going is going to be tough to do this. This is infantry-type fighting that's taking place here. And in 2006, the Israelis had significant challenges with Hezbollah in 18 years ago and left after 34 days. They know a lot about Hezbollah now, and they are completely focused on succeeding here. Here's the challenge.
So you got to listen, break that down. That's a four-star general, Jack Keane, who is the founder of a group called the Institute for the Study of War, who is one of the best pundits out there when it comes to giving clear and unequivocal breakdowns of military force-on-force action and policy. What he just described to you is not what we've been seeing in the past. What he just described to you is not what we are so used to in the Middle East where, well, you know, a bomb went off in a market. Well, you know, someone blew up a bus in Jerusalem. Well, you know, there have been terrorist incidents in Syria. We're not there right now. He just described infantry warfare on sovereign soil of a foreign nation by Israel trying to push Hezbollah forces back across a river. I mean, that's literally describing things from a force-on-force, military-to-military perspective. And I want to point this out again, and do not underestimate what I'm about to say on this. They're talking about pushing Hezbollah forces back across the river. Hezbollah forces are in Lebanon, and they are not the Lebanese government. This is not the Lebanese military. This is Hezbollah, a nation within a nation. This is like, can you imagine if, I mean, this is almost as if you had an entire faction in Alabama fighting against the nation right now. It's like a world unto itself. But that's what happens when Iran is literally growing discord by funding and training and fomenting these organizations. They are not even accountable to the government, and yet there are 1.2 million people being displaced by the fighting. Israel is facing missiles on a regular basis. They have launched infantry incursions across the border. They're trying to push Hezbollah forces back across the river. I mean, this is a war. And right now, you got to wonder, what's the U.S. going to do about it? We'll get back from this break. We'll talk about that because some new developments happened in the last 24 hours. And I'll tell you, it's another new and different piece that I don't know that we all saw coming. But it looks like U.S. troops are going into harm's way. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Giving you all the truth to put on a bumper sticker. Got several text messages here. Brian from Huntsville says, from your statement, someone in Alabama that sabotages in the U.S., the Southern Poverty Law Center. Oh, there you go. Shane from Huntsville says, a better analogy might be an army of Alabama attacking Canada on behalf of the government of Mexico. Oh, thank you, Shane. You know what? I was on the fly, brother, but I appreciate you chiming in. That's good. Terry from Huntsville says, Deuteronomy 32:41, when I sharpen my flashing sword and my hands grasp it in judgment, I will take vengeance on my adversaries and repay those who hate me. Okay, there you go. James from St. Clair County, is Hezbollah the result of a power vacuum after the assassination of Gaddafi years ago? No. Hezbollah is the direct result of the influence of Iran trying to foment discord. Ken from Decatur says, just heard on Fox News that the administration is demanding Israel allow more humanitarian aid into Gaza or they will lose military aid from the U.S. I have no doubt. I have no doubt. Except, Ken, I got a piece in my hands here that is going to be interesting for a lot of you out there. Look at this as that thing. And we're sending money over there. And we're doing, you know, we're foreign policy and, you know, rhetoric. How about this? Troops, actual troops, boots on the ground. You ready? The United States will send a terminal high altitude area defense battery, is known as THAAD, a THAAD battery to Israel, along with the troops needed to operate it, the Pentagon said Sunday. So Sunday afternoon, this broke. On a weekend, things are calm, nothing much happening. Hey, by the way, put the word out. We're going to send troops to Israel. That's what happened. Major General Pat Ryder, Pentagon spokesperson, said in a statement that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin had authorized the deployment of the THAAD battery at the direction of President Joe Biden. He said the system will help bolster Israel's air defenses. And it will. And it's needed. I guarantee you it's probably needed. But nonetheless, it's a different story when you're putting at least 100 U.S. troops in the middle of it. It's a sophisticated missile defense system. And it's also, by the way, going to probably inflame some of the mood and the sentiments in the Middle East. Iran's already issued a warning. Okay. Iran issues warnings just for people that eat cornflakes. I mean, Iran issues warnings for everything, but still, I don't totally take it with a grain of salt. General Ryder said in his statement, the deployment underscores the United States' ironclad commitment to the defense of Israel and to defend Americans in Israel and from any further ballistic missile attacks. Here's the thing. Each one of these THAAD batteries, when they go, it's got like 6 truck-mounted launchers, 48 interceptors, all the radars and radar equipment, 95 soldiers per battery. So when you're sending a battery or multiple batteries, every battery, just go ahead and imagine it being roughly 100 troops. This is a whole new deal. It's a whole new level. War in the Middle East front lines, they are real. The Middle East front lines are real. They are not just notional. They are not just terrorist activity. This is a war in the Middle East. This is infantry on infantry. And, oh, by the way, it's not just U.S. tax dollars being used to bolster our ally Israel. We are now beginning to send, trickle them in, boots on the ground. And listen, the same enemies who have been launching missiles to do things like, you know, hit soccer fields full of kids, they could care less if it falls on a U.S. THAAD battery. In fact, they'd probably love it. So, yeah, they are going to harm's way. And we just had ballistic missiles launched from Iran into sovereign territory of Israel. And thousands of rockets have been fired from Hezbollah in the north. And so I'm just saying this THAAD battery could get busy.
You know, it amazes me that people who supposedly they're pro-Palestinian or, you know, for the Muslim population in that area, and yet they support these radical terrorist groups who use those people as human shields. Hezbollah, I don't remember the exact, you know, percentages off my head, but they are not well liked within Lebanon. I mean, there's a large Christian population in Lebanon that now those people are having to be displaced for, you know, their reckless activities. And you have Hamas, who's putting Palestinians in harm's way and not letting them leave areas so that they can be killed and point the finger at Israel. Like, these are not people that are for the Muslim population in those areas.
No, they're not.
They're for themselves and they're for Iran.
And they're against Israel.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they live for, is to be against Israel. Yeah, you make a great point. I got an article I didn't even get to, so I'll just touch on it before the music starts playing. From AmericanMilitaryNews.com, Dateline this past weekend, Hezbollah faces backlash in Lebanon as Israel's invasion widens. What's that mean? That means that the Lebanese people are getting sick of Hezbollah doing stuff that they have to live with, because they're being displaced not because Israel's doing what it has to do to defend itself. They're being displaced because Hezbollah exists at all. All right, we're going to come back, and I got some wacky stuff for you, man. I'm calling this Next Dipper Stranger Than Fiction. Brace yourselves. There's people hacking everything in your house. We'll be right back.